This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here. It is time to get into our poll question. When you think of the Kevin Sheehan Show, you think of hard-hitting Big J journalism.
That's right.
That's what you think of. Our poll question for the day is on Twitter, at the Team 980, and the phone lines will open up if you want to jump in on this at 301-230-0980. The poll question is, we got Linnell in here. He doesn't know the question yet.
Oh, boy.
So I'm actually excited to see what his reaction to this is going to be. Is lemonade a juice?
Are you kidding?
No, this is the real question.
Would you call it the Big J?
It's Big J journalism. Only important topics here on the Kevin Sheehan Show.
Is lemonade a juice?
Is lemonade a juice?
What constitutes a juice?
See, there's a lot of real thought into this.
The debate is open.
Because this, to me, like, tired brains are going to ask you, is a hot dog a sandwich? Boring. Ain't nobody care about that. It's 2025. I know the Pope likes hot dogs because he's from Chicago. I don't care about hot dogs. Galaxy brain people, wired brain people are asking, is lemonade a juice?
Juice is any beverage not carbonated that's not water.
So milk is a juice?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, see, like there's a lot of thought that goes into this.
So what is milk?
I'll give you my answer.
Milk is milk.
I do not think that lemonade is a juice.
Okay.
When Anthony McBarnett gets in here, we'll have this conversation because he threw this at me this weekend.
Of course.
This is where it comes
from.
It comes from AMAC.
I do not think that lemonade is a juice. I think lemonade is a soft drink. I don't think it's a juice.
Soft drink?
Let me tell you why it's a juice, because now I have a definition for juice.
Here we go.
It comes from a fruit.
It does.
So that makes it a juice. Yes.
That's your stance. Is that your stance too, Max?
No, my stance is it's lemon flavored sugar water.
It's lemon.
Now he's thinking.
Yeah.
Because there's so much this is what was like the defining thing for me. Have you ever had packet lemonade?
Yeah. Ooh.
Right. Like Kool-Aid, you stir it up. It's only very similar to Kool-Aid, right?
Country Time,
Simply Made, Minute Made, whatever.
Sure.
Have you ever had that with orange juice or apple juice? No.
Oh, okay. So I hear what you're saying.
They do frozen concentrates for apple juice, orange juice, things like that. So you can go to the freezer section and get a lemonade, get an orange juice, get an apple juice concentrate.
So it's concentrate. I still think that because there is so much sugar involved and so much water in the basis of lemonade that it cannot be a juice. And another thing that I was thinking of, we got four people in here, right? Show's over, squad brunch. We're rolling to whatever the good brunch places are here in Southeast. Maybe we go to Arlington and Clarendon. They got all sorts of brunch places over there, right? We're getting mimosas. Just the boys, the fellas, having mimosa, some mimosas.
You know, yeah.
When the waiter comes over and offers you juices, he gives you orange juice, grapefruit juice, which by far is the best for mimosas, but that's another topic.
Wow, that's spicy.
And I love grapefruit juice. Maybe some pineapple juice.
Yeah, I like pineapple.
Pineapple juice for the ladies. Some cranberry juice, some apple juice. No one ever offers lemonade. Now, with that said, if you want to hit me with some lemonade and tequila,
well, there we go.
We can have a time.
Yeah. Lemonade, vodka. Lemonade. There you go.
Vodka lemonade, mm-hmm. But you're not getting it with mimosas. They give you juices with mimosas, not lemonade with mimosas.
I think Max kind of hit it. So technically, lemonade, once you put the aid on there, lemon juice is a juice that comes from the lemon.
Right.
Lemonade is a human a man-made drink.
It's man-made.
It's not.
Like you're not taking, lemonade or lemon juice to the dome. Unless no. you're in a weird spot in life, if you're taking lemon juice to the dome.
You're doing something special for your health at that point.
I mean, right, exactly. Because I've had lemon water before, but when you throw in the abundance of sugar, yeah. I once was in charge. This is a real story, and it should not have been a real story, but it was. When I was like 15 years old, I worked at Cox Farms, which is a little pumpkin patch. It was by far the worst job I've ever had.
From an attendee at Cox Farms, I know.
Child labor laws being broken at the
so
farm.
So they did not have to pay me at 15 minimum wage as long as they gave me food.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I pimped that food system.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting four Shocker. Lunches. And at a certain point, they were like, you eat a lot. And I was like, if you're not giving me my 720, yeah. I'm taking multiple slices of pizza, you bastards.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was going to be an alien on like the farm
Oh,
ride.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of that because a fight took place. I didn't fight, but I watched the fight and I didn't know what to do. And the police got involved. I couldn't do the alien thing anymore. So they made me do parking and they made me be at the lemonade stand like deep into the farm. And they had me at 15 years old making some lemonade. The lemonade had to be awful. It was overly priced because I was making it at 15 years old. But there was so much sugar in it. Where I was like, this is not just lemon juice. This is lemonade, therefore it's not a juice. Video producer Brian. I don't know that Brian has been introduced properly on the show before, so this will be the time to properly introduce video producer Brian. He's been with us for like 5 months, 6 months now, something like that?
Yeah.
I think he tries to keep a low profile because I know what it is. He walks in every day. He's one of the fresher dudes in our building.
His sneaker game is crazy.
Goes just crazy.
Sneaker game is crazy.
But you can say all that. You can hype him up, and then he tells you he's a Cowboys fan.
It's like
meeting a fine girl in the club, and then you find out her breath stinks. That is video producer Brian.
That is crazy.
Like it's amazing.
Well, it's funny because I asked him. I told Max we were going to do this, and I asked Brian. I was like, "Do you want to jump on air with this?" He's like, "Hell yeah, I want to jump on air with this." So there's something there. Is lemonade a juice?
No, it is not.
No, it is not. So are we 3-1 right now?
Wow.
Hold on, Brian.
What did you say to me before the show?
I said lemonade is not a juice because the concept of lemon juice is a thing. So you wouldn't have to make that distinction if it was just a juice.
I think we're very quickly reaching a consensus.
Think about if you took a lemon and you just squeezed it. Are you drinking lemonade or are you drinking lemon juice?
Drinking lemon juice. You can make the same conversation with lime juice. That's why you have limeade and lemonade, but not lime juice and lemon juice.
Is that if you take an orange and squeeze the juice, that's just orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
That is orange juice. Now, there are, in fairness to like one of my points, there are a lot of companies out here that are going to put a bunch of extra processed stuff
absolutely.
In your orange juice, and we don't like that at all. But he is correct. So on the poll, 53% say no, lemonade is not a juice. And I think we're going to trust this poll a little bit more than the commander's name poll. I think this is a much more like highly attested poll.
I was impressed by that poll because lemonade being a juice got off to a hot start.
It was like 70% from the jump. And I was like, whoa.
How long has this been up for?
It has been up for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hour and a half. So we're still getting there. You know, I ran one on Instagram as well. So I might have to throw in some of the Instagram votes.
I think it's a very nuanced conversation.
It is a very
nuanced. It is.
There's a lot of thought that goes into this. I can't wait. I'm going to have Chris Russell jump in on this when he gets in here.
He'll spend an hour on it.
And I can't wait.
Like he did Friday with the hot dogs.
He did spend an hour.
Whoa, what? Hold on.
Friday, he spent legit an hour talking about hot dogs and what like the ideal hot dog is. And it stemmed from Metal Chris seeing like at the, was it, what racing event was this past week?
Oh, the Wiener, at the Indy 500, exactly. They did the Oscar Mayer
Wienermobile
race. Yeah. Yes.
Wiener race.
The Wiener race.
Not a
Wiener
the whole hot dog.
I thought it was the Weenie race.
Well,
okay, Chris Russell. I kind of had a feeling Russell was a glizzy gobbler. I didn't know he was like going to spend an hour on hot dogs.
Holy hell.
We do have a call on this that I want to get to. You can join the conversation, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. John in Falls Church, is lemonade a juice?
No, lemonade is not a juice. You guys have pretty much covered the points I was going to make, but like, is a screwdriver a juice? It has orange juice and another set of ingredients, which happens to be vodka. Lemonade has lemon juice and another set of ingredients, which is sugar water.
Right.
And so it's like a non-alcoholic cocktail. And that's why I think on like those processed juices, they'll say like apple juice cocktail, but it's like apple juice, sugar, and water, as opposed to like apple juice.
To like raw apple juice. Like I want that real apple juice. That's a great point, John. I'll tell you what, a screwdriver is not a juice, but it is a damn good time.
It's delicious.
On who you are drinking it with. We got some people on Twitter chiming in. My guy Spencer says, this is a trick question. All fruits, when squeezed, make juice. Would you drink 12 ounces of said squeezed fruit as a juice? Oranges, grapes, sure. Doing it with lemons would be a house of pain. That's a good way to describe that. It's not drank as juice, but as a drink because you need water, sugar, etc. So he says no. Mo says lemonade typically has lots of water and sugar added to it, like Kool-Aid. Lemonade is just a lemon-flavored drink. So we got a lot of people that are saying, no, lemonade is not a juice. I feel proud. I feel like I've won some people over.
I think you did a great job.
I think I did a great job with that. We will still take some of the conversation on that if you would like to join in on that. It's up on Twitter, the poll question. We got a lot more people chiming in. My man Commander Jigga said no. He voted no because it's a juice. It's very high, 90% for fruit and vegetable being used. I would think lemonade is probably around 10% fruit. Therefore, it is not a juice, but rather a lemon-flavored drink. So you want to chime in on that at the Denton Day on Twitter. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin Sheehan on the Kevin Sheehan Show. My guy George said, is coconut a fruit? Then what is coconut water?
Coconut
water is just coconut water.
Yeah.
It's coconut, like water produced in it. You're not squeezing the coconut.
Coconut's just a big seed.
Is it? I think it's technically a fruit. I don't know. Or, I don't know what it
is. No, fruits would have seeds. Coconut doesn't have seeds. Coconut is the seed. You would plant a coconut and you get a coconut tree. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever said on air. If it's wrong. Only if it's wrong.
Can I Google that? Is coconut a fruit?
Coconuts are fruit. They come from trees.
But
yeah, coconut is a fruit.
Oh man. I just showed my ass and outed myself as an idiot on air. Oh no. What have I done?
It comes for us all eventually, Max. Coconut water from like fresh coconut is pretty silly though.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I've had it. All right, we do got to get to some like actual football stuff. I promise this is not just going to be about all juices and lemonades. But if you do want to weigh in on that conversation, feel free to do so. So I saw something on social media this weekend. Again, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. Times are a little slower. Not a lot of big storylines going on outside of the Caitlin Clark injury. But even that almost felt like it flew under the radar just because of when that story broke over the weekend. But I did see a list that was put together of top three players on each team. This came from Pro Football Focus. I believe it was Trevor Sikkema. If not, it was one of the other guys at Pro Football Focus. But they went through each NFL team and they ranked the three best players. And for the Commanders, the three players were Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, and Bobby Wagner. And in the description as to why Bobby Wagner was number three on here, it said Wagner added yet another elite run defense season. Gonna stop it right there. Didn't see a whole lot of elite run defense from anybody this year for the Commanders. Thought Bobby was good. I wouldn't say elite run defense. That was, in fact, like the biggest issue with the defense this entire season. But I'm just reading what Pro Football Focus said. I didn't say this. Said another elite run defense, earning a 91.2 grade, his third straight year above 91. So I bring this conversation up because if you were to ask me who are the top three Commanders players, I would not have listed Bobby Wagner as number three. I think there are a lot of different directions that you could go for that number three position. Maybe you think number three is Terry, and you would say somebody else is at number two. I saw a lot of people on social media say, what about Laremy Tunsil? He's one of the best pass-blocking left tackles in the NFL. He should be on this list over a guy like Bobby Wagner. And I did do the research everywhere else because I was curious if there was like some sort of caveat where you needed at least two offensive players and a defensive player, or you had to have defense represented in some way, shape, or form, the way that some of these things tend to be in the offseason during list season. And there was no caveat of that. There were certain players on this list that had all offensive players. There were a few teams on the list that had multiple defensive players. So they added Bobby Wagner on this list because they were clearly very passionate about Bobby Wagner being the third best player on the Commanders roster looking into 2025. I would have said Frankie Luvu. I would have said that the answer is Frankie Luvu because of the versatility that Frankie Luvu brought to the defense from a pass rushing standpoint. And it felt like there were more points in time this season where Frankie Luvu showed signs of being a game wrecker. Now, the biggest issue with Washington's defense last season and the biggest issue with Washington's defense now, it's been my biggest gripe about how this offseason has ended up playing out, they have not added a legit game wrecker on defense. They are expecting somebody to step up and be a legitimate game wrecker, but they have not added a legitimate game wrecker on defense. And the standpoint of thinking that somebody is going to take a big jump, Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Luvu, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, I mean, you take a defensive player and name one and say, I think this guy is going to take a big defensive jump. Fine. If they want to take that approach, I think it's a reasonable approach to take. I would have liked to see a little bit more on defense. With that said, though, I did feel like at times Frankie Luvu showed the most when it came to being a legitimate game wrecker because of that versatility, whereas Bobby Wagner was, he was not that. He is not in the position of his career where he is in game wrecker mode anymore. He's played too long. He's getting up there in age. He maybe losing a step and a half, a step or two, something along those lines. I think he's a great leader. I think he did elevate the defense, certainly. I would not call anyone on the run defense last year elite at playing the run. I would not do that. That was the biggest issue that came with last season. So I will say, as soon as I saw that in the blurb as to why this was the selection, I was hesitant to keep going and how much I wanted to trust this list because there was nothing elite about run defense last year. But that then leads the question to you, the listener. We are done with the lemonade conversation unless you have a take on it, which I think it's a fun conversation, and it's May in sports radio, so we have to have these fun conversations.
At least until AMAC gets in.
At least until, you know, Anthony McBarnett gets in here, so we can get... Although he did vote on my Instagram poll after he was the one that said lemonade is a juice. He did vote on my Instagram poll and said no.
What a turncoat.
I mean, he has done a 180, it seems, on his stance on lemonade.
Hey, listen,
I don't know if he thought I couldn't see those votes or what, but we might have to hold his feet to the fire.
I won't begrudge people from changing their mind, admitting they were wrong. That's growth.
It is very noble. I will tell you
it
that. It's very noble. So we'll get his thoughts on that. But I want you to weigh in on the phones now with 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Who are the top three Commanders in the year 2025? You can look at this current roster, the names they have assembled. So if you want to throw Debo in there or Laremy Tunsil, you are perfectly okay to do that. Maybe you like Javon Kinlaw. That would be a hot take, but you are perfectly allowed to do that. Want your top three Commanders in 2025 at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We continue this conversation when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin at the Denton Day on Twitter. You can watch us on YouTube. If you have not followed the YouTube channel, be sure to go do that. Subscribe. You see the Kevin Sheehan Show. You see the Craig Hoffman Show. You might even see a little bit of Denton's Office on there throughout the course of the offseason. And always download the free and live Odyssey app. Our conversation right now, when we're going to open up the phone lines at 301-230-0980, who are the top three players on this Commanders roster? There was a list that was published over the weekend that ranked all the roster's top three players, all the top three players for each team in the NFL. And the listing for Washington had Jaden Daniels at number one. That's relatively obvious. Terry McLaurin at number two. I would say that one is also obvious. Maybe if he's not two, he's at least on the list, because there's no way he's not one of the top three players. And then number three on this particular list, according to Pro Football Focus, was Bobby Wagner. I do not agree with Bobby Wagner being on that list. I think Bobby Wagner had a great season last year. I think Bobby Wagner is a great player. But my top three would be Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, and then I would put Frankie Louvu on there. It's a tough debate between Louvu, Laremy Tunsil, and then maybe Deebo Samuel. Maybe Deebo Samuel. But I would lean with Frankie Louvu as the number three player on this roster. What say you? 301-230-0980. Before we get to calls, Max, do you have a top three?
I do. Picking Louvu is a good pick, because a lot of times, like, when I'll use the Stanley Cup playoff run as an example. There were a lot of Commanders that came out. Like, you saw all the quarterbacks there. Luke McCaffrey was there. And then they, for round two, they had a suite.
Yes.
And Josh Connerly was there. But there was one guy that made it solo to one of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Luvu,
yeah,
chugged that beer. Many people remember. I will never forget. It was, and crowd loved it. So I think Frank Luvu is a great pick there. For my 1-2, easily, obviously, JD5, Terry McLaurin. But my third pick is, this is a little bit of a projection for your boy. I think long term, Mike Sainristil still is the three. Long term. So like over the next
over
the next 5 to 10 years, Mike Sainristil still will continue to be a face of this Commander's defense.
I don't think that's a terrible pick at all. I think Mikey Sainristil still towards the end of the season was by far the best defensive back on the team.
Easily.
I think the gap between him and whoever you want to call number two was a very, very wide one. Whether you thought that that was Marshon Lattimore, although most people I'm sure would not because he was not getting rave reviews from the audience at the end of the season. So whether you thought that was Kwon, Jeremy Chinn,
Kwon's
maybe
another
Noah
guy I'd throw in there too.
So my issue with Kwon and not being in this conversation is that I don't feel like he is a big enough playmaker.
For sure.
I think he's very much a trusted guy to have in the back of a defensive secondary, but when it comes to making massive plays throughout the course of the season, I mean, he had that pick six in the Detroit game, caused me to lose some jewelry because I was dapping up fans at Honor Brew. That's full shoot. I like dapped a dude up.
Oh, yeah.
My rings went flying. I asked the management, I was like, have you guys seen rings? And they're like, we have not, bro. I'm sorry. And I was like, damn it. But he made that play, but I want to see a little bit more from that from Kwon Martin. So I think that's my one issue, whereas it felt like Mikey not only was stepping up to like an A.J. Brown matchup and then kind of Mike Evans in the postseason at the end after Marshon Lattimore said, this is not for me. I thought he did a really good job, though, of being a playmaker. So I actually love the Mikey Sainristil answer. I would put him in my honorable mention section, if you will, of that conversation. But I want your answer, 301-230-0980. Who are your top three Commanders as we head in to the 2025 season? Let's go to Cam in Northeast. Cam, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hope you are, too.
Doing well. So mine's a little bit of a hot take. So obviously, JD5 is number one.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think for number two, the conversation between Terry and Luvu is closer than you're making it, because you got to think, Luvu's on the right side of 30. Terry's approaching the wrong side of 30 and plays a much more high-impact position. So I'm actually tossing them up for two. And then for number three, here's my hot take. Assuming no injuries, he worked, you know, stayed healthy this offseason, I'm putting Terry Biadasz as number three. If you remember from last year, all of our worst offensive games, the stinkers, and even some of the games we won, like the Atlanta game where it was pretty much an offensive dud until the fourth quarter, those are all the games that Biadasz was in there. So, granted, he's older. I get it. But I can't, you know, I don't even feel comfortable putting Tunsil over Biadasz because, granted, one of the best left tackles in the league, no question, but it's also on one of the worst offensive lines in the league last year with a quarterback of a similar skill set to what we have, right? So I'm not jury's out on Tunsil, but I'm like, I'm not, you know, salivating at getting a top five left tackle because he couldn't do it. And granted, I haven't watched film. I can't say whether or not he was the reason for Houston's troubles last year, but he was on, as a group, one of the worst offensive lines in the league. Like, he's not absolved from that. So, yeah, that's my hot take. Putting Biadasz at number three, and then a toss-up between Luvu and Terry for two.
Having Biadasz, that's a great call, Cam. I appreciate it. Having Biadasz there is not as much of a hot take as I think you think it is. I would not have him at three, but I definitely have him on the list if you're looking at, like, if we were to make a top 10, he's very clearly on the top five, and I think he'd be in conversation if we made a top five for that spot because of the reasons that you mentioned. I mean, that New Orleans game, it was so obvious how much Biadasz was missing. They were going up against the number one, or the 32nd, I should say, but the number one bad defense against the run, the worst run defense in the NFL, and they couldn't do anything because they had Michael Dieter in there. And with respect to Michael Dieter, like, thanks for coming in, thanks for jumping in. I wanted Biadasz in there as soon as humanly possible after that game. They just could not get anything going on the ground. It felt like everybody was a little out of position. It felt like there were some free runners at Jaden at certain points of that game. And a lot of that was because of the leadership and the organization that I think Biadasz brings. So it is more than just what he does physically on the field. I think there's a mental aspect to that as well. You and I are in the same boat, though, when it comes to Laremy Tunsil. I am very excited about Laremy Tunsil, but I am not blindly excited. He was traded for a reason. He was traded for a reason from a team that has a young quarterback. So that does worry me a little bit. Why was he moved if he is this best left tackle in football? I think there are reasons to look at that and say, not a red flag, but there is at the very least a beige flag going on there. So I was like, I like the addition of Laremy Tunsil because it proves you are going to protect Jaden as much as humanly possible. But I don't know that he is the third best player on this roster. And I don't know if he is just going to automatically come here and be awesome. There is a little bit of pushback, at least from me on that one. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Jason and Laurel. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, Jim. Love the show. Nice to hear your voice again.
Appreciate it.
I agree with you. I don't think there's no way you can say Wagner is top three. I would love if our defense was much improved or even middle of the road. But if we're going to make hay, we're going to make hay with the offense. So for me, it's Jaden, it's Terry, and I think the third is Debo. And not only is I think he's going to help the passing game, he's on a contract, he wants some money, he seems to be in shape, but I think the thing that's going to really go maybe unnoticed right now but really be hyper-apparent to us all during the season is that Debo is going to improve our running game, not only from running, but as a blocker. He's probably our best blocking wide receiver we have right now. And the best thing we can do to help Jaden in our offense is run the ball more effectively. We had a lull in our offense last year. It was because our running game wasn't what it needed to be. So I think he's top three for that reason. The immediate impact he'll have on our overall offense, but it's specifically the running game.
Jason, I think it's a great call. Debo's impact on the run game is going to be felt very, very early, to the point where I am wondering how many carries he's going to end up taking away from running backs, plural, not just Brian Robinson. I know there's been a lot of conversation. I have added to that conversation about what Brian Robinson's future is going to be like in 2025. I don't know that he's going to be with this team past 2025. He should have been way better last year, and he wasn't. I don't know if that's specifically his fault, if that's an offensive line fault, and that's why they've addressed the offensive line in various different ways this offseason, but the running game was not what it needed to be. I do think that Debo Samuel is going to aid the run game. My only issue with Debo is that I almost don't know where to put him. You know, he's going to play wide receiver. He's going to be involved in the run game. There might be some confusion early on in the season about that being too much. Like, the luxury that he had with Kyle Shanahan's offense is that he knew that thing front, back, and sideways. So learning a new offense, how is he going to transition into that offense is going to be something that, at least right now, is my biggest question mark surrounding Debo Samuel. Now, Cliff showed us last year he's pretty good about this sort of stuff. And I am very much trusting Cliff to transition Debo into the offense very, very smoothly. But I would also like to see him play a little bit more wide receiver early in the season, just to open up that section of the offense and give Brian Robinson, not like an ultimatum last shot kind of a deal, but just give him another opportunity. We're going to fully spread. No one's stacking the box. You got a run threat next to you in the shotgun with Jane Daniels, pistol, whatever formation they end up spending most of their time in 2025 through the first couple weeks of the season, and just see what Brian Robinson is able to do with that. See what Austin Ekeler is able to do with that. And then eventually, if that is not up to par, if that's not up to snuff, if that's not up to what our expectations and the coaching staff's expectations are, then you start to put Debo Samuel into the offense a little bit more frequently. I think his upside for Debo might be the biggest upside of anyone that was added to this roster this offseason. There was times in previous years in San Francisco where when Debo was hurt, the offense was a shell of itself. His impact on what they were doing, this was early in the days of Brock Purdy, a little bit with Jimmy Garoppolo as well. When they lost Debo and they lost Trent for two games, it's like two games they lost both of them due to like nagging injuries. I think it was a hamstring for Debo, but it might have been a hamstring for Trent too. I don't remember. That offense was a shell of itself because they didn't have any other threats. So Debo immediately puts a threat into the heart of the defense when you put a playmaker with him. So I think you're going to see him on the field a lot. I do wonder what he's going to end up doing as it relates to Brian Robinson and getting the bulk of the carries, or at least more than 150. If Debo gets more than 150 carries, there's a 0% chance that Brian Robinson is on the roster next year, and then he has probably at that point been relegated to running back two or three at this point in the season. If he's getting that, if Debo's getting that magnitude of carries. Couple answers in the YouTube chat. If you're not watching us on YouTube, we are available each and every day on YouTube at the team 980. My guy Marcus says it's Luvu, it's Jaden, and it's Terry. Very smart. I said the same thing, Marcus. But I do think those are the three best. I did love Max's Mikey Sanders still. I liked the addition of Biadasz. I thought Biadasz was the unsung hero of last year's team. In fact, when we were doing segments about that at the end of the regular season, I felt like Biadasz was the almost the consensus for unsung hero. It was either Biadasz or Zach Ertz, because Zach Ertz kind of came out of nowhere. We thought he was going to be like a 20 catches in it at the tight end spot and just hope that he was going to bring Ben Sinnott up by the wayside with him, and then he ended up being one of the favorite targets for Jaden Daniels. I'm very glad, I will say, that nobody has mentioned Zach Ertz for the third best player. I don't want him to be the third best player. That's one of the reasons why I don't want Bobby Wagner to be the third best player. It has to be younger. It has to be a guy that is a little bit younger. That's just my way of thinking about things. Although someone did say that Terry is, you know, on the wrong side of 30. When did 30 just become this massively old age for positions not named running back? For a running back, I get it, because you're taking, you know, 400 hits during the course of a season. By the time you do that at 30 years old, you've, you know, accumulated, you know, quick math here, upwards of 2,000 hits at the NFL level, not even considering what took place in college. But 30 at wide receiver is not all that old. If you're a good route runner, you can play this game until you're 35, 36, 37 years old. So I don't think that Terry getting close to 30 makes him old all of a sudden. I still think there's at least 4 or 5 really good years in there for Terry McLaurin. Pro Bowl years, certainly. Maybe a couple of all-pro years in there now that, again, he has a quarterback like Jaden Daniels. And I think his production is only going to be a lot easier this year with Debo Samuel and having wide receivers around the offense that are more than what they had on the team last year. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. Chris, you are on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Chris, what's going on?
Denton, I just wanted to say it's nice to hear you back on the station. And I do catch you when on MGM. Whenever I hear your voice, then I tune in.
Chris, who's your third favorite player on the team? Who's the third best player on the team?
First of all, it's got to be, I think it's got to be.
You said a lineman came to your mind. You said that's who it was going to be. You got any linemen you like?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Payne or.
Other side of the ball.
Okay. I mean, Chris, I appreciate the call. I hope it's Deron Payne. If it's Deron Payne, that means something is going really, really well. Awesome.
Another guy that we haven't mentioned on third Commanders, and I think a lot of this is because of the injury, but Sam Cosmi is.
Cosmi's a great pick.
Yeah.
Like, Cosmi's a great pick.
Because he was, when you look at like all the long tenured guys, it's him and it's Terry.
Yeah, Cosmi's a great pick. He had a great season last year. The injury came at a terrible time, you know, who you were playing in the NFC Championship game with the way that Philadelphia defense is built up. But on top of that, I think having Cosmi on the roster now, with Brandon Coleman having flexibility to play guard, potentially playing left guard, Tunsil at left tackle, and then Josh Connerly at right tackle with Biadasz at center, that's like a dream at offensive line.
AP's cooking.
I mean, that's a dream at offensive line. Guys can play the run. Guys can play the pass. You got a couple of all-pro candidates on that offensive line. Like, that's a lot better than it's certainly a lot better than some of the offensive line that we have been forced to sit through over the years. We'll continue this conversation at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who are your top three Commanders heading into the 2025 season? We will answer that. Ben Standing going to join us in about 20 minutes here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980.
All right, the Washington Commanders have announced that they are bringing back 10-year vet defensive tackle Carl Davis to add to the roster before OTAs, likely to add depth. The Commanders have also announced their final preseason game is set They will take on the Baltimore Ravens in Landover at noon on Saturday, August 23rd. Last night, the Hurricanes, they forced Game 5. They win 3-0. Freddie Anderson turns around his recent struggles and earns the shutout. The Thunder go up 3-1 on the Minnesota Timberwolves, 128-126. Shea with 40 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists. Jalen Williams finding his stroke, 6 of 9 from 3. He notched 34 points in the win tonight. You got the Pacers, they're taking on the Knicks. They get going at 8 p.m. on TNT. John Halliburton will be in attendance for the first time since his courtside confrontation with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the Edmonton Oilers look to take a 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars tonight at 8 on ESPN. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin. On a Tuesday. He will be back next week. You got this entire week off. It'll be Linnell tomorrow, and I'm with you on Thursday and Friday. We're talking about top commanders. There's a list of the top three commanders. Bobby Wagner was number three on that list behind Terry and Jaden. I think if you ask most people and most of the people that have chimed in on this, they have Terry and Jaden at one and two, and then there's a conversation for number three. I said it was Frankie Louvu. This list had Bobby Wagner. Max said Mikey Sainer still. We had a call about Debo. We had a call about Biotish. No one has said Laremy Tunsil yet, at least not on this program. I think that is in part due to the fact that there are still some question marks just about what we are going to see from Laremy Tunsil, what Washington is getting in Laremy Tunsil. Great at defending the pass. Question marks at defending the run, and then you also have to dive a little bit deeper into that and say, why was he traded? If he was as good as people are telling us, like, it is almost a little worrisome to me when I watch videos on the social medias of various, you know, big name shows.
Yeah.
And I understand how this works in May. I work in the business. I get, like, the theory and the formula here. It's list season. You're making some lists. People are jumping in on these on off seasons, right? But it does make me almost a little nervous when everyone says that Washington has had the best off season. I think they've had a good off season. I don't think they've had the best off season, and in part because I just don't know what Laremy Tunsil is going to be in the long term. He has worn out his welcome everywhere that he has been so far. And again, they had a quarterback that had a problem getting sacked too much, who was a year older than Jaden Daniels. Everybody compared Jaden Daniels to said quarterback and CJ Stroud, and now he's here. So, I like what they're doing building the offensive line, but I do think it's fair to look at that and say I'm a little nervous.
For sure. I think a big thing about why Tunsil was traded was they were looking for a little bit more leadership on the offensive line group. In Houston, so that's kind of why they did this little reshuffle. And I think coming to Washington, you don't really have to worry about that as much because you have guys who have already been here, like Biotish, who is now established. You have Cosme. And then you've got a couple other guys deep down the line who I just don't think are going to... taking slack, if there is any, that will get checked rather quickly. At least I would hope. Now, how Laremy responds is up to Laremy, but...
Because the thing that this offseason has been very, very apparent, and this was apparent in the way that they drafted, they want Commanders.
Yep.
Whatever that means to them, it's not like we have a blueprint on what exactly that is. We don't have a checklist to say, all right, this person checks this box. Oh, they don't check this box. Therefore, they are not a Commander. So we have an idea.
You know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it. It's the X factor, which... Yeah. Is kind of annoying because sometimes I would like an idea.
For sure.
But they have said this the entire offseason, and yet they still went after Laremy Tunsil. I have not been given a reason to not trust the front office and the brass, the decision makers. So I trust them in that regard, that they see something in Laremy Tunsil that they believe can be flourished here and turn him into a really good player. My problem with that line of thinking, though, Max, I can, you know, critique my own argument. I don't know how much they got to talk to him before they traded for him.
Yeah, that it is a big question.
I don't know how much communication is legally allowed or even under the table. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, like passing things through agents, you know what I mean? And like, stuff like that.
Exactly. Talking to a coach, you know, talking to somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. I just don't know what the communication was. If he ends up being a baller, trust me, I'm thrilled. Like, I don't think he can't be that, but I think it's fair to look at that and say I have questions, and that would be the reason why I did not have him at three in my top three. But I think your leadership point is a good one, that there are going to be guys on this roster that already have the leadership element of the game accounted for.
Yeah.
Or at least on a week-in, week-out basis. Something I found interesting on social media this weekend, it was a tweet from the 33rd team, very heavy analytics driven. I think they do a really good job with a lot of these things. And they were breaking down the receiver route tree. And they did it in a way that had the 2024 receiving yard leaders by each route type. So you see a lot of very familiar faces slant routes, the best receiver running slant routes in terms of yards was A.J. Brown at 219 yards. Deep in routes was Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's like the only thing that he runs in Detroit. They love like a good 10-yard in with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Crossing routes was Marvin Harrison. Hitch and comeback routes was Ja'Marr Chase. Out routes was Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, how many times did you see Ja'Marr Chase run like a hitch or a comeback or an out route and then spin to the sideline, make a defender completely miss, and then he's going 60 yards the opposite way? Why I bring this up, because at the go routes position, the top receiver in terms of yardage when running a go route was Terry McLaurin at 384 yards and had 6 touchdowns on what would be considered go balls. Now, we obviously remember the one from Cincinnati game where he won the game, go route, boom, right? Boop, right up the field.
Mm-hmm.
You could consider that second Philadelphia. Like, I was in my mind, Max, trying to figure out, like, all the touchdowns that he ran on go routes.
Yeah.
Like, cycling through all 14 of them that he had this year. The one against Philadelphia where he beat Quinyon Mitchell in the second game of the three, that would be considered a go ball touchdown. So that's what? That's two of them right there.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that based on the way this is being laid out, that the touchdown late in that first Dallas game was considered a go route just based off where that was run. Now, that was kind of like it almost feels like not a go route because he was splitting the defense because Dallas was in like this really deep zone.
Yeah.
But that would have been considered a go route. So 6 touchdowns on go routes. I'm not going to go through literally all 6 of them as we sit here right now, but 6 on go routes and 384 yards. I'm going to be very curious as to how that changes in 2024, either for the better in terms of those yardage markers, or maybe for the worse if they decide to put somebody like a Jalen Lane, who they drafted out of Virginia Tech, in the position where he is going to be the go ball guy. This is also the reason why they did not bring back De'Ami Brown. De'Ami Brown in 2024, his job was to do one thing. It was to go down the field fast. And he did it against Cleveland, and he did it at certain times in the postseason. All of that was great. Thank you, De'Ami Brown. Appreciate it. But on a consistent basis, it was clearly Terry McLaurin that was the deep threat. So you're not bringing back a guy like De'Ami Brown if the thing that he's supposed to be doing well was being done well by somebody else on the roster. But I think the objective is going to be, at least in 2025, is to not make Terry your priority deep ball guy, to utilize a little bit more of his route tree, because I think he has a great route tree. He can do a bunch of different things. He can run across the field. He can good on the slants, deep ins. Like a lot of these routes, post routes, your in routes, your crossers, your hitches, your comebacks, I think Terry can do a lot of those routes really, really well at a very, very high, very high level. Now, the hitch and the comeback is going to be reserved for Noah Brown. Noah Brown and Jayden Daniels before Noah Brown got hurt. Noah Brown loved a comeback route. And Jayden Daniels loved throwing to Noah Brown on a comeback route. But the screens, I think Terry showed that he could be really good in screens. We saw that against Detroit. We kind of saw that against Philadelphia at various points in the three games against them. He's a tough guy to tackle when he's in open space. He can kind of barrel over you. He has a lot of strength in that regard. So I'm going to be interested to see. If you would have told me, Max, that Terry McLaurin is going to be on this list for receiving yard leaders by route type, I would have thought that he would be on the list. I would not have been able to tell you that he would be on this list for go routes. I would have thought it would have been something a little different, like maybe the out routes, because he runs a good out route. That's I would have thought out. It would be either out routes or maybe the screens. I am stunned that the screens, this must not count postseason, but I am stunned at the screen. Yeah, because the screen is James Conner, who had 219 yards. Now, this is counting the postseason. Well, Terry had a 66-yarder against Detroit. That itself, without another 17, 18, 19 games on the docket, I'm sure he would have had more than 219 if you consider playoffs into this, but not all of these teams made it to the playoffs. Most of them did, but not all of these teams made it to the playoffs.
My favorite leader on this list is Kyle Pitts on corner routes. It's shocking that he's
about time he led in something.
Right? Finally. Damn.
I mean, we've only thought that he was going to be really, really good in this league for a very, very long time. At
this
least I did, because I watched this
year,
guy.
Denton.
This has been the year for 6 years, man.
Listen, people have been waiting for Kyle Pitts to be good as long as you and I have been waiting for Luke McCaffrey to score a touchdown.
Pretty much.
By the way, Jalen Lane will be taking that seat this upcoming season.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm going to start betting. I need
Jalen Lane's my guy. I've staked my flag.
I need to see the final roster. I need to see the preseason.
Yeah.
Because the addition of Wes Welker did make me want to lean Luke McCaffrey again.
I get it. I understand.
Not hard math to do on that one, but I need to see the roster and how everybody plays in the preseason. All right, coming up next, Ben Standy going to join us. OTA's in action to get the latest on Terry McLaurin and his contract. Ben Standy on the other side. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.